بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The lives of the pious, especially our pious predecessors and our elders, who we refer to as Akabirin, are an inspiration for us in so many ways, and they are a guidance for us because they were upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the T 100%. Therefore, we are encouraged to read from their lives and to benefit from their biographies. Last week we spoke about Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, Rahmatullah Ali, and how he handled the dispute regarding the property that was used as a khanqa. And we spoke a little in the introduction that there was a jihad that was fought and then Maulana was thrown into prison. So today we'll speak a little about that jihad. It was in the 19th century, the 1800s, and we find that the British had taken power over India, and this oppression had reached such a level. We'll understand now that the ulama had to meet and decided that now enough is enough. We have to make jihad against these zalims and these oppressors. The spirit of jihad was brimming in the lives of all our akabirin. We have to understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that dies without even having the desire in his heart for fighting in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mata ala shu'batin min al-nifaq. The hadith says he passes away on a branch of hypocrisy and a branch of nifaq. Allah ta'ala save us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Hazrat Maulana Farooq Mirati, rahmatullah alayhi, he taught us Kitabul Jihad 1 or 2 days. Just came to the class, he taught us 1 or 2 days. But every day he would read this poetry. He would say beautifully, he would say, Jaan di hui usi ki thi, haq to ye hai ke haq ada na ho saka. Every day he would repeat this. He would say, if you gave your life, then remember Allah gave you life. So in reality, what did you give? Jaan di hui usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ke haq ada na ho saka. The reality is that you cannot fulfill Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's right. Even if you give 1,000 lives, all what we enjoy is from Allah. So the akabirin of the past, the ulama, this jihad was brimming in their lives. The British had invaded India for more than 2 centuries. They oppressed the poor Indians by stealing their wealth and killing them for no reason. The only way to stop this oppression was to stand up against them and to wage jihad. In Naqsh-e Hayat, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali writes, 30 million Indians died of starvation. The starvation is not a new thing. 30 million Indians had passed away due to starvation, especially in UP, Uttar Pradesh province, and parts of Oud. 3.5 million people died of hunger in Bengal. English journalists have written that the British government drained the Bengal province of whatever grain they had to feed Britain and their colonies. They took the grain, the food from those people's land, took it away, at the expense of the innocent lives in Bengal. Millions of people. Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlawi, Rahmatullah Ali, already had given a fatwa some time ago that India was a Darul Harb, which meant that the British had already gained control over India. It then became compulsory for the Muslims to fight them and to combat them in jihad. So what we understand from this also is we have to wait for the seniors for their fatwa, for their guidance. Person can't just act on his own, wake up one morning and say, right, this is what I'm doing. He can't make his own decision. This has to come from the seniors. So anyway, we heard about the conditions that was in India at that time. It was very unstable. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, after he qualified, 10 years had passed, and he continued to teach hadith, treating people physically and spiritually. Maulana was blessed with treating people for the physical ailments also. And he continued to visit his sheikh. Anyway, this time came now that they had to sit now and decide what we are going to do about this. So, something needed to be done. It was the year 1857. How long were they going to be oppressed like this without taking a stand? The ulama were very concerned. In Thanabawan, a mashura was held. What is the way forward? So these great, great people, they all went to Thanabawan, and Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, Sayyidu Taifa, the leader of the caravans of spiritual leaders, he was there also. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, the founder of Darul Ulum Dioband, he was there also. Great, great people were there, and they had engaged in this mashura. So in the mashura, they decided that we have to make jihad, number one. Then they decided who's going to be the leader. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Rahmatullah Ali replied, there's no need to go and search for a leader. Hazrat Haji Sahib is here. Hazrat Haji Sahib will be our leader. He is our Amir. And we will take the bayat on his hands of jihad. And that was accepted. And then that bayat was taken. And there were many other simple, normal people that had assisted greatly. And later on, when things had turned against them, they tried in Shamli, they tried, and they waged a very glorious battle. And Allah Ta'ala had given them victory on that day. But later on, when the British had regrouped, and then they started seeking out one by one, there were certain people that stood up for Islam. They say after that, they just disappeared. They don't know what happened to them. They just disappeared, so to say, into thin air. Nobody knows what happened to them. Now, one of the amazing incidents that happened in this battle, subhanallah, they say that in those days the ulama were well trained for jihad from a young age. This era was towards the end of the Mughal Empire. Every alim regarded it as his primary duty to prepare for war. Children were trained from a young age in physical fitness, swimming, wrestling, shooting, sword fighting, stick fighting, etc. Because of the environment that prevailed in those days, every youngster had a deep enthusiasm to fight in jihad. So therefore the ulama were well prepared. It's not like they were just walking into something without any training. We spoke about the other day that the best akal, the best intelligence is tadbir. Is a person is well prepared. So on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullahi, he suddenly held his head. And he sat down. There was a gunshot. Those who were present were convinced that Maulana was shot in his head. Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi rushed towards him and he placed his hand on the wound. And he asked, Mia, what happened? There was blood all over on his clothes. But when they took the turban off, there was no wound. It was a lot of karamat, a lot of miracles that happened. One of our ulama, I don't know if it was Maulana Qasim Rahmatullahi, they were fighting with swords also. Engage in battle with swords also, which is not so easy. It's easy to stand with a rifle from a few hundred meters or a good few meters away. But they were fighting with swords and they had such strength. He struck the enemy, his sword went through him, sliced him in two. So there were amazing things that happened, and there were a lot of shuhada also. I will just mention one thing because time is running out. Inshallah we'll continue next week. One of the ulama, he was lying amongst those that were martyred. So anyway, later on, I'll explain, come back to this. Later on, he's sitting in a class, and the students say he had this habit of licking his bottom lip. He's doing like this all the time. So someone asked him, what happened? So he says, there is such a sweetness here. Because of that incident when we were in war, everybody around me were dead. And I was also finished, but I survived. So they thought I'm among the dead. Nevertheless, he says, Allah Pak showed me the realm of the Akhirat. He says, I saw such beautiful women rushing and coming, I never saw in my life. And all of them had goblets in their hands with some drink inside. And they were going to each of those martyrs and they were giving them to drink and taking them away. They were taking them away to Jannat. He says, one of them came right by me and put it here. She just touched my lip and I got that taste. What a sweet taste. And the others shouted to her and said that he's not yet dead. He's not from the martyrs yet. And she pulled it away. He says, from that time, I can still taste that sweetness here. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our ulama that gave everything, their blood, sweat, tears, everything they gave for us to have deen today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our deen and keep us firm on iman and take us with iman.